we present My Music. A new musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreiber. And here to introduce the two teams is your chairman, Steve Race.
Thank you. Hello and welcome to another My Music with David Franklin and Frank Muir versus Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. First round, a round of famous waltzes and polkas by Johann Strauss II. For 2 marks, please, simply the title. David.
This is a waltz by Johann Strauss.
That is second. Yes, that is right.
As to what it is, if you insist upon going into that, dare I ask if it's got metallic connotations?
No. You dare ask, but it hasn't. Yes, you did ask. It hasn't got metallic connotations, no. Something happened to the tempo, which ought to give you a clue.
Something happened to
the tempo?
Yeah,
you don't know, I'm afraid, do you? No, don't know. Right. No. It's the acceleration waltz.
Oh.
See? Right.
Romantic name.
Dennis.
They're at Beecher's Brook now and approaching the last bend. By Jove, he's down. This, yes. If that was acceleration, this is sort of top gear.
Thunder and lightning.
Thunder and lightning waltz or thunder and lightning polka?
Polka.
Yes. Thunder and lightning polka it is. Astonishing. Yep. 2 marks, yes. Ian.
Be gold and silver.
Mm-hmm. It isn't, though.
No, I didn't think it was.
I could give you 2 imperial marks if you get this.
It's
one.
It's
right.
Green, don't you?
The Emperor Waltz.
Yes. The Emperor Waltz, after a heavy clue. Hissing from the audience, 1 mark only, Varian. Generous to a fault.
I agree, it's yes. Very generous.
And Frank.
Twitch, polka. I know it's terribly well.
Yeah. 2 marks, you're right. A round of musical knowledge questions, general knowledge questions about music. For 2 marks, David Franklin, this may be a little difficult, but I'm sure you'll know the answer. Who composed the Cat Fugue and whence came his inspiration?
De Pussy.
Pussy.
Who composed the Cat Fugue?
Cat Fugue, yes.
Cat's Fugue?
It's called the. It's known as the Cat Fugue or the Cat's Fugue, yes.
Really?
Bom, 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 bom. It goes up like that.
No, I've no idea.
Don't know. No? Well, you don't need to know who composed it to know, to have a guess as to where his inspiration came from.
From a cat.
Doing what?
Oh, really?
Ignore him, David. Doing what would you say?
Chasing its own tail?
No, I tried to give it to you. Domenico Scarlatti wrote a harpsichord fugue said to be inspired by his cat jumping on the keys and walking along them.
Hence
the Cat Fugue. Yes, like Kitten on the Keys, exactly. Yes.
Well,
I'm glad. Chopin was said to have had a similar experience, too, with one of his pieces. Anyway, no marks, I'm afraid.
With one of his pieces?
Yes, she got on the keyboard and walked up and down. Dennis, don't be argumentative. You've got enough trouble coming up with your own question. With which French artists do you particularly associate, or should
I
you?
I do rarely associate with any.
I nearly beat you to it. Should you particularly associate the following songs? 1, 2, and 3. 1, Le Fiacre.
Oh, God.
Scully.
I hate that song. Yes. Jean Sablon, they always explain it in English first.
Jean Sablon, don't have
to bother because we all know. No.
Yes, this is the song about...
This is the song about, you know, the Oz band is coming, you know.
And the great howl of laughter when they come to the payoff line at the end. Say more money, yes, that's right. Look, yeah, Jean Sablon, you get your mark, or you get your whatever it is, a third of two marks for that. The second one is La Mer.
That's Charles Trenet.
Yes, that's right. And
Milord.
Milord. Was taken over by Frank Yvon Han, but was originally Edith Piaf.
Yes, that's your three answers and your two marks. Ian Wallace, with what do you associate the name Marjorie Kennedy Fraser?
Folk songs in Scotland. Yes. Scottish, collecting mostly Hebridean.
Yes.
Folk song.
Yes, her life work was the collection, arrangement and publication of the songs of the Hebrides in four volumes. Yes, very good, yes. She lived from 1857 to 1930, and you get two marks. Frank, where in music might you find a gnome, some chickens, a marketplace and rather a large gate?
In a monastery garden.
Is the gnome a gnome?
Yes, it's a gnome, yes, that's right.
A gnome?
Is it a suite of some sort where each of these are described in turn?
Yes, I think I'd better bring the total down to 1.5 before we go any further. Yes. Yes. Where in music or indeed in which art gallery might you find these?
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, wait a minute.
You've got all the time.
Yes.
Mussorgsky.
The Mussorgsky Art Gallery.
One mark.
Ah, in Mussorgsky, these are pieces, pictures from an exhibition, yes, describing these pictures of this
the gnome,
big gate open, and the gnome,
the valley of unhatched chickens, the marketplace of Limoges, the great gate of Kiev, and the two answers I...
It was originally written for the piano.
Well,
now it was subject to orchestration.
Do you know who, David?
No, by about 4 years after.
No, much later.
Everybody's orchestrated this.
Notably Ravel.
It's a very semi-well-known piece.
In this next round, please, I want you to imagine you're sitting in an old-time cinema watching a silent film, all blood and thunder and raw emotions. A silent cinema. An enthusiastic pianist, in this case I have to admit it's me, is trying his best to suit the music to the action. For two marks, what exactly is happening on the screen? And for a third mark, who's the star or stars most suitable to play the lead? So, the action and the stars as you see them, as you imagine them. David Franklin.
Well, there's this cliff. And Pearl White is hanging over it on a thread, and the villain's just getting his knife out, ready to cut it, when it says on the screen to be continued next week.
Yes.
Oh, I loved that scene every time I saw it.
I think that gets you certainly your two marks for the pass, and undoubtedly your one mark for the star, Pearl White. It must have been for three marks. And we turn for another one to Dennis Norton.
Look behind you.
I would say Lon Chaney.
Yes.
And fearsome music. It's a horror film, Creaking Door.
Yes, there were meant to be some little pretty bits here and there representing somebody in trouble, but still, yes, you're right, you get your three marks for that. I never expected anybody would get less than three marks in this round. And some silent cinema piano music for Ian.
Film where Edgar Kennedy has made an arrangement with a friend and the friend is going to go to a fancy dress ball as a gorilla. And just before this sequence that we've heard comes, you see a montage with newspapers which say, gorilla escapes from circus in the town. And he is standing in his living room when the door opens, and what he thinks is his friend in a gorilla's costume comes in, but it is in fact the gorilla that's escaped from the circus. And he goes up to it, and it goes like that music does. And he says, now, come on, don't be ridiculous. And tries to shake hands with the gorilla. And at the end of that sequence, this is as he suddenly realizes that his friend has altered very strangely since he last saw him.
Do you know, that's exactly what I got written down here. Or it would be if I got anything written down. Yes, 3 marks. And you, Edgar Kennedy was the star, wasn't he? 3 marks, yes. And there can't be a listener in the world who doesn't know which piece of music is coming up now for Frank Muir.
And an eagle standing there, and the snow's coming down, and she's got this bundle which is dropped on its head, and the Alsatian has trodden in something and hurt its paw, so there's no help for there, and tears are rolling down her cheeks, and suddenly she sees through the driving snow the tall handsome figure of her chap friend. And as it gets nearer, suddenly the features change, and it's not him at all, but it's the villain.
Oh, yes. You're not going to leave us there, are you?
That's how your music
works. It did, that's true. Yes, Anna Neagle in a silent film, that was it?
Yeah. Well, it's talky, but there's nothing going on there. Apart from the door whiffling.
Yeah, you get your 3 marks anyway. And, around concerning famous musicals, can you give me for 1 mark the name of the show from which the song comes, and for the other mark the name of the composer? Music coming up then for David Franklin.
You are my heart's delight, and where you are, I long to be. You make my darkness bright when like a snow.
Change. Keep it going. I want another couple of minutes.
The song was
You Are My Heart's Delight, which is a great part played by Richard Taubert. It was written by Franz Lehár. And for the life of me, I can't think of the name of the... I was going to say the oratorio, but it isn't.
Cheese. What? Somebody's making a cheese.
Cheese. Well, make it a bit louder.
Somebody in the audience is grinning at you, David.
Oh, Nanda smiles.
Thank you, madam. Thank you.
Next time this happens, smile a bit louder, will you?
1 mark out of 2 for that.
Well, what more do you want? I gave you the name of the man.
Yes, you get a mark for that.
And the name of the show?
Came from the lady in the front row. She gets the other mark. Very good, madam.
Very good. From
her. Dennis, listen to this.
Yes, that came from Gigi, which was by Lerner and Lowe.
Yes, but so the composer would be...
The composer would...
That's a Gigi of another colour, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes. Lowe.
The Frederick Lowe. All right. Yes, 2 marks. Very good. And Ian, your turn.
In September when the grapes are first, Marker needs to pick the grapes with me. There are silver bells upon her fingers, all the little birds come out to see.
We're in the realms of one of the shows put on by Prince of Impresarios, C.B. Cochran. The music was by Vivian Ellis.
Mm-hmm.
The words by Alan Herbert.
Mm-hmm.
Bless the Bride.
Yes, Bless the Bride, Vivian Ellis. And some music for Frank.
If a custom tailor vet asks me out for something wet, when the vet begins to pet, I cry hooray. But I'm always true to you, darling, in my passion. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way.
Show and composer.
Show within a show.
Yes.
Composer Cole Porter. Show Kiss Me Kate.
Yes. Based on a story
the
by
The Taming of the Shrew by W. Shakespeare. In many ways, I think an underrated playwright.
Two marks there. Gilbert and Sullivan. You'll hear a song now from one of the Savoy operas. And for two marks, I want the name of the opera and the name or rank of the character who sings the song. Mark for each. David.
I am a courtier, grave and serious, who is about to kiss your hand. Try to combine a pose imperious with an demeanor nobly bland.
Let us combine a pose imperious with a demeanor
They're not your forte, are they, I think, David? Gilbert Sullivan.
No, I was going to say, with unerring precision, Edward Mason has put his finger on my blind spot. I don't know.
Very painful.
All Gilbert and Sullivan, this is probably blasphemy, but all Gilbert and Sullivan sounds the same to me.
Well,
I just don't know.
I'll pass on the letters when they come to you. This comes from my favourite Savoy opera, actually, The Gondoliers. It's sung by the Duke of Plaza Toro. And it's,
really?
It's the title line, I am a courtier grave and serious. That's no marks, I'm afraid. We'll see how Dennis is with G and S. Dennis, is yours.
For your greenium of crossing, the tangle of tossing, about in the steamer from habit, which is something between a large bathing machine and a very small second class carriage, and you're giving a treat, penny ice and cold meat, to a party of friends and relations, they'll ravenous fall, and they all came at once, so spell and South Kensington.
Yeah, I knew it was the Nightmare song, but I didn't know what from. And but Ian has kindly written it. I believe Ian. I believe I've heard you sing this.
No, no. Oh, thank you.
It must have been Nellie Wallace. I'm sorry. No. It's Iolanthe, according to Ian, without whose help.
Yes, and it wasn't Nellie Wallace. It was the Lord Chancellor, sung by the Lord Chancellor in the show. You get a mark then for your Iolanthe. Ian, your turn.
That comes from that town of Titipu.
Yes.
Otherwise known as the Mikado. And is the indeed the princess. So that's her rank.
Well, I've got a name down here, or two names, actually.
You've got two names down
yes.
there, have you? Oh, gracious.
Connected, as a friend of mine would have it, by a siphon.
Well, it's not Princess Sodom, is it?
No, it says down here, it says... it says here, yum yum.
Oh, yes.
Yum,
yes,
yum.
Yes, yes, she's coming to me again.
Mm, yummy, yummy. Good. Good for you. Yeah. You get two marks there.
Thank you.
And Gilbert and Sullivan still for Frank Miller.
It is come for the moon by a lovelorn loon who fled from the mocking crawling lord. It's a song of a merry man, loping mum, whose soul was sad and whose glass was glum, who sipped no summon, who craved no crumb, and his sigh for the love of a lady. Hey, hey, hey. Misery, black and deep, it's
Frank.
Far be it for me to dabble in the works of these two great masters, Gilbert and Sullivan, so herewith a recitation. Breathe through a man with soul so dead, who never to himself hath said. Do I have any marks for a substitute?
What?
It's, I don't really know Gilbert and Sullivan all that much.
No.
This is a beautiful, light, lyrical love piece, and I have no idea where it comes from. Except the All for the Love of a Lady is a very, very good phrase indeed.
Yeah, it's also a lovely bit of tune, I always think that.
Is.
Yeah, Song of Many Men Moping Mum, I have a song. It's from the Yeoman of the Guard, sung by Jack Point. This is the long-awaited moment when the contestants emerge as singers of rare sensibility and virtuosity. Graham Daly will play some well-known airs on the Mighty Mellotron, and for a maximum of 3 marks, I'm going to ask the team members to continue in song. David.
If his lips could only speak, if you'd only take my hand as you did when you took my name, but it's only a beautiful picture in a beautiful golden frame.
Yes, very nice for 3 marks. Dennis.
Oh, wait, this is about a lady who a chap is in love with. And he wants to marry her, and he marries her, and he finds that when he gets home at night, she talks to him, and she talks, and she talks, and she talks, not for just an hour, not for just a week, not for just a month, but always.
Yes, 3 marks there.
There's a strain of old vaudeville revived.
There's a strain of the ham in you, isn't it?
I thought you were going to do the weather, but I'll be loving you in always. I toyed with it, yes. I'll be loving you always.
Here's one for you.
When I was born apprentice in famous Lincolnshire, full well I served my master for more than 7 years. Oh, it is my delight on a shining night in the season of the year.
I'm afraid you're wrong. The gentleman on the Mellotron was playing, oh, it's nice to get up in the morning when the sun begins to shine.
Oh, my brother jokes a beaker, and he sleeps along with me. At 3 or 4 or 5 o'clock,
he has a cup of tea.
I know it has to be the good of when the snow is snowing and it's murky overhead. Oh, it's nice to get up in the morning, aye, but it's nicer to lie in your bed, aye. Too late.
No, you get one of your marks back for that. I couldn't resist that. Frank, I don't think you could confuse this tune with another tune with the same tune, but we'll see when you hear this tune. All the vegetables in correct order.
Yeah, this is the title song for a musical based on Emile Zola's novel Nana. It goes, gosh, I don't know how far I'll get. It goes, yes, we have no bananas.
We have no
bananas.
I'm just doing a prompt.
You always have a prompt in the opera house.
We brought beans like bunions and big Spanish onions and all sorts of fruit and say...
yes.
We've got...
an old Spanish
potato. No, we've got a new, an old fashioned potato.
No, the other one.
And a new Jersey tomato. But yes, we have no bananas. We have no... bananas today.
Oh, yes, 3 marks. You didn't mention the Cabanges, and you got a bit confused, but 3 marks, just
where's
the same.
Where's the Cabanges?
Well, you said something about nice, juicy... we've brought beans like bunions, Cabanges and onions.
Oh, sorry.
It says here on my shopping list in front of me.
Well, apologies for the vegetable world.
I'm afraid that brings us to the end of this edition of My Music, in which Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden win by 3 marks. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were David Franklin, Dennis Norden, Frank Muir, and Ian Wallace. The chairman was Steve Race. At the Mellotron was Graham Danny. The questions were compiled by Edward J. Mason, and the program, which was recorded, was produced by Tony Schreier. Thank you.